Welcome to Around the Word in 180 days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program, where this school year, we are reading the Daily Promises of God for Educators. Before we begin, let us pray, an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are Abba, the bread of life, courageous and dynamic, everlasting and faithful, generous to us, holy, 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 the intelligent designer, and Jesus, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, our Messiah, and new with us right now. You are omnipotent and omnipresent, powerful in all of your ways, the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be, the God of righteousness and salvation, the truth and the life and the way. You are the underwriter of all things and victorious in all that you do. You are the Word. Thank you for these promises, Lord. You're the expert in education, Yeshua, and you have zero tolerance for sin, my King. We come before you today as sinners, saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, thankful for your incredible and unwavering love for us. Help us to be ambassadors, Lord. We yearn to represent you well, our sender. Send us out, Lord, into the mission field of the public schools and help us to report for duty, totally prepared, allowing you to do the work that you have assigned us to do. Thank you, Lord. We love you, adore you, need you, and want you, and we ask you for this day, in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, amen. Well, welcome, my dear and faithful friends. We are up to day 166 in God's promises, and we are in the book of Hebrews. So let us begin. The Word of God, Hebrews 6, verse 10, from the NIV. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. From the RSV, the Revised Standard Version. For God is not so unjust as to overlook your work and the love which you showed for his sake in serving the saints, as you still do. From the King James Version. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shown toward him, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. From the Living Bible. For God is not unfair. How can he forget your hard work for him, or forget the way you used to show your love for him and still do by helping his children? The Word of God, Hebrews 6, verse 10. What a mighty God we serve. I wrote you a note, my friends, each time I gathered the promise in the four translations, and I simply call it the note to the educator. So I'm going to read it from my heart to yours. The note to the educator. The difference between being an educator with a high calling and an educator with a job is the reminder of this promise. Everything we do as Christian educators is for him. When we help a student in need, we help him. When we encourage a colleague who is suffering, we help him. He is ever mindful of our situation and is never unfair or unjust. Pray today for the opportunity to serve someone, a student or a colleague, who would never expect it. You will be serving him. I thank you, my friends, for joining us in the Word of God and a little time together. I admonish you, encourage you, and hope that you will go back and read these promises for yourself. I've prepared a companion for you that you can see on a daily basis. And if you go to www.aw180days.com, you will see on the left-hand side a promises blog. And in that blog, I release daily one promise at a time with the companion, which includes basically the transcript of what we're sharing today, and then a beautiful promise card. And so feel free, my friends, to share that with your colleagues and be a blessing today. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray. And we pray at precisely 1:16 p.m. And this is based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And my friends, prayer is the essential tool of all Christian educators. We are asking and calling upon all Christian adults in the public schools to pray each and every day at precisely 1:16 p.m. If you haven't told anybody about that yet, please do so today, for they can pray too. It is a short, yet reverent and devout prayer of unity. And today we will be praying to recognize that we are image bearers of God. For that makes such a difference, doesn't it, my friends? As you look into the eyes of a student or a colleague or a parent or administrator or anybody that you work with for that matter, and you look into their eyes with the heart of seeing the image of God, that will stop you in your tracks from doing anything that is inappropriate or something you might regret later. And so help us to spread the word that Christians in the public schools are praying each and every day at 1:16 p.m. I look forward to praying with you today, my friends. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read our daily devotional. And these can be found on our website at www.ceai.org. Today's devotional is written by Dr. Dan Elliott, and he entitled it, Living in Peace with Others, the prayer. Lord, I ask you to help me be quiet today. I want to be still until I know it is your time for me to speak. Thank you for guiding me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. And the scripture from Psalm 46, verse 10, be silent and know that I am God. Many times I find myself wishing I had just remained quiet. How often have I opened my mouth only to later discover my size 10.5 feet in it? The Bible says, and our general collective Western wisdom also affirms, the truth that by much speaking we only hasten the recognition for our lack of understanding. How many times have I winced when I read the scripture admonition in James 1 verse 19, to be slow to speak or quick to listen, knowing that exactly the opposite is true of me more often than I wish. Even in our prayer life, we might make the mistake of babbling on and on about this or that and miss the key elements of that precious prayer relationship that God has in store for us. And that's from Matthew 6 verse 7. The greatest speech Jesus ever made may have been when he was being challenged and confronted by the chief priest on the night of his crucifixion, when he was being spat upon or struck, and he said nothing. When difficult times come our way, instead of whining and complaining to others, instead of grumbling under our breath and feeding a growing negative attitude, the psalmist relays God's best advice, be still. And as a result of quieting ourselves before God, we will remember who he is. Then we will remember of what he is capable. Then we will remember that he is God. Then we can be at peace because we will be able to release all that troubles us and leave it in his very capable hands. I pray this is true for you this day, regardless of what you are facing. And from his signature verse, Ephesians 4 verses 1 through 3. Lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other's faults because of your love. Always keep yourselves united with the Holy Spirit and bind yourselves together with peace. And that was our daily devotional, written today by Dan Elliott. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days, is to offer up a quote for the day. And these are designed to be written on your board or just locked away in your heart. Today's comes from Thomas Aquinas. There is within every soul a thirst for happiness and meaning. Well, I saw that last night in a beautiful program called Honor the Grads. And this is an outreach of Christian educators. And we have three of them now in the state of Florida. The very faithful St. John's County near St. Augustine, Florida, have been doing this marvelous recognition of graduates for the 20th time. And so last night I was able to attend the event where two seniors were chosen by their own peers for having walked their walk with Jesus Christ. Can you imagine receiving an award like that? And each of those seniors were able to give a testimony and be able to tell us of their future plans. And the best part about it is the encouragement they gave us. We are in good hands with the next generation for Christ. We also have one coming up in Seminole County and Thursday of next week, and then in Osceola County the week after that. And so I wanted to encourage you to find out more about this program, because it's a great way for Christian educators to support the next generation, the whole reason we're in the mission field. And so, my friends, if you need more information, just go to tinyurl.com/honorthegrads, all one word. And there you will find up-to-date information about this beautiful opportunity for Christian educators to give back. We give each one of the students that opportunity to give a testimony, a beautiful medallion to wear at graduation, a certificate, and a $100 scholarship to be used in their future plans. And so, my friends, as we close out our time together, I wanted to remind you of our promise for today. And it came from Hebrews 6, verse 10. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. O great and mighty God, our King and Savior, our God of love, help us, Lord, to be still, to be quiet, and to help. Help us, Lord, to serve in your name and to be your ambassador. We love you, Lord, we adore you, and we are in capable hands with you. Help us not to take it all back, but to lay it at your feet. We love you, Lord. We thank you for this day and this time together. And we ask you for all of it. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.